This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to www.ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Nick Ingham from Equality Wines Limited. How are you, Nick?
Very well indeed, thank you. Very well.
We're going to be talking about fair trade wines today. I might as well start with, what is fair trade?
Well, fair trade is a mechanism, it's an organisation that's been set up that creates a mechanism that means a fair and stable price for products and ultimately for the benefit of farmers without too much, big brother pressure on pricing. And I think, extra income for farmers and workers, basically to give them a good level of existence on a very, very basic level.
Is it geared more to subsistence farming?
I wouldn't say subsistence, no. I think subsistence is absolute poverty. There are a lot of people in this world who've moved from absolute poverty into seeking to grow a crop. The question is how the people who can grow a crop on a small basis can then compete against multinationals who go and throw down huge amounts of hectares of a crop and absolutely smash the price per kilo of that particular crop.
So fair trade is about helping farmers. It always says there's some social responsibility there.
It's not just social responsibility, it has to be said. It's also getting greater respect for the environment as well, which I think is one of the hidden agendas. There are criteria for the environment that are quite strict within the fair trade regime. So it is a truly social and ethical and environmental concept.
But they're not as keen on the environment as maybe organic or biodynamic producers?
No, they have to be commercially viable or able at least to grow their crop in areas of the world where the crop can grow, but it does need assistance along the way, yeah.
How big is fair trade?
Well, fair trade currently has a turnover of just over $1 billion across 20 countries.
That's US dollars?
That's US dollars. And, it is quite big, but it's growing fast. And it's all about people understanding what it's about. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are very sceptical about it as to, what is fair, why should people be helped at all. It is growing, and it's growing because there is a genuine need in the market for it.
How does fair trade help these farmers?
Well, it helps farmers by giving a better benefit or through a social benefit, giving a better basic quality of life. So that can include anything from basic health cover through to education, water in order to grow crops, housing, sanitary for workers, conforming to the globalised requirement for basic quality of food hygiene, for instance. I mean, that can be very expensive to put a little production unit through that. And all of this needs to happen. And how do you get that to third world producers or cooperatives when, without the assistance?
How does it all work?
Well, it works on a basic commodity value. The price of, in my case, grapes is the price of grapes, and the farmers need to get the price of, per kilo for their grapes. They then need are given a social premium on top of that, and that is managed by a social committee that represents all of the growers. So you have all of the growers with a social committee who have the social premium in a fund, and the benefit and how that money is spent is determined by the social committee for the benefit of the environment, but most importantly the people, because it's the social people and the benefit that it brings to society around them, not just the growers, not just the workers, but also into the local community. Because there's huge, we all hear in the UK about how jobs become, 5,000 jobs are lost, but the impact is on 14 or 15,000 people.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same in any rural location. Little growers make a big difference to the local community, so there's a big social impact as well.
You've been helping a Chilean company get their wine, their fair trade wines, to market in the UK.
Yeah.
How does the access to the market work?
in the UK there are a lot of people who are now very aware of the environment, very aware of their fellow man, very aware about what's right and wrong, what's fair and not fair. You only have to look at what's happened around the world with Bono and Bill Gates declaring their drive to make the world a fairer place. There is a will and a need of people who I think are getting sick of being controlled by the big brands to want to support their fellow man. And it's true also if you just look at farmers' markets.
Yeah, true.
You know, people want to support their local, their small producer.
I suppose what I'm trying to get at is the co-op that you work with produce grapes. Mm-hmm. Do they make the wine?
Yes.
And then they bottle it up. They get a label from Fairtrade that they're allowed to put on their wine.
They're allowed to use that, yeah.
Is that a licensing process where they get audited and all that sort of thing?
It's very vigorously audited, and I think it's very important for the consumer to know that fair trade actually does mean fair trade and that there is not profiteering, that there is a social amount of money, a social fund from every purchase that is made, and that goes to the social committee, and that is ring-fenced and policed and safe.
The wine's produced, it's got a fair trade sticker, and it's, you know, there's a committee that hands out cash to the community for social infrastructure.
Yeah.
Do they then sell the wine to you, or does it go through fair trade? It goes through...
Yeah, I have to register as a fair trade importer, so nobody can just bring in fair trade product or any product and put fair trade on it and sell it. You have to be a licensed importer. That means that we in the UK have to pay in the UK the Fair Trade Foundation a license fee for importing and distributing fair trade product. Again, to make sure it's properly policed.
Okay, so you bring the wines in and then you distribute it and sell it through various channels.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay, so fair trade don't actually get involved in the production or anything. They're more of a licensing, keeping an eye, make sure everything's equality throughout.
Exactly. And I think it's what I was able to bring to the winery was the assistance of a very good New Zealand winemaker that I've been working with for a long time, Peter Mackey, and he has gone and helped them to make sure that the quality of the wine is absolutely top-notch, and he's worked with their resident winemaker, Felipe Zinuga. And by this combination of bringing the professional knowledge, the styles, making sure that the wines are of the right style, of the right quality, and then I've been busily working on positioning the prospect of fair trade, which is quite an interesting subject in its own self.
When the wines land here, they're obviously sold at a premium. I look at coffee in the supermarket that's fair trade versus normal coffee, and there is a small premium on there for that. Mm. What sort of premium are they looking at for a fair trade wine over a normal bottle?
Well, I think it's important to understand. It's a very complex question that you've just asked. You can get wine on the shelf at $2.99. You won't find fair trade at $2.99. I would actually state quite strongly that if there is a wine on the market at $2.99, it's costing somebody money to put it on that shelf at $2.99. You can't actually do it with duty and VAT where it is. So it would be wrong to think that wine that is above $2.99 with fair trade on it is a premium. So
I'm more like for like, you know. Yeah. If you get a 5 quid bottle of wine, you can, you know, tell a four from good bottle of wine from a 6 quid bottle of wine. Is there going to be like a pound more, or is it in the pennies?
I don't believe it is. I mean, our wine that we bought in from Chile that Peter's been working on, we put it into the International Wine Challenge. We got a gold medal. It's the first gold medal ever awarded to a fair trade wine. And
do you want to give us the name of the wine?
Well, yeah, the wine is called Equality by Las Lomas, and this particular wine is a Cabernet Sauvignon that won the gold medal. At £5.79 retail, is that a lot of money for a gold medal wine from the International Wine Challenge?
I haven't tried it, so I can't comment, but that's not a bad price.
Well, exactly, and I would say that we positioned ourselves at a realistic price without wanting to underposition or overposition. I think it's front row for a penny, frankly. We're trying to over-deliver on quality for £5.79 a bottle. Granted, it's not in the mainstream. It's not £3.99 or £4.50 for huge volume sales. But when you consider that there is only 0.3 of a percentage point of all the wine shipped into the UK is fair trade wine. I think it's a very fair price for a very good quality product. And I think that's important. Charity is not what this is about.
Well, there's two things there. Charity, fair trade is about trading, isn't it?
It's about trading, not charity. Very interestingly, I had a huge argument with the general manager at the winery about this, because I kept saying, well, you know, I think that the consumer, you know, they perceive fair trade as being charity, that they'll feel better about themselves. He said, it's not charity. And that's where we came up with the name Equality, because it is about equality. It's about recognizing everybody on an equal term and giving them an equal opportunity.
You mentioned an interesting point. You said about 0.3% of all wine in the UK is fair trade. Do you know roughly how much that equates to in cases of wine or bottles of wine?
Yeah, it's about 225,000 cases.
That's fair volume.
It's a fair volume, but it's a small drop in the ocean of our annual consumption in this country.
How's the growth gone?
Well, it's been huge. I mean, 2004, there was about 80,000 dozen that was shipped into the UK. 2005, it was 160,000 dozen. And 2006, going to be about 225,000 dozen. So we're expecting, well, it's certainly doubling in the next 2 years.
One of the things I can't quite get my head around is what countries are allowed to be fair trade. Some countries seem to be able to produce fair trade products, even though I would have thought them to be, you know, fully developed countries.
You'll see on the Fair Trade logo that not only is it the logo with Fair Trade, but part of the logo is the term guarantees a better deal for the third world producers. And so it is third world by definition. It's only producers in the third world. And the term third world that you were touching on there, what is third world and what is not third world, is a very, very big question. I think, frankly, it's something that I could not comment on as to how or what determines a third world country. What I would say is that, I mean, my definition or my understanding is certainly South America, where Chile is deemed as third world, otherwise we wouldn't be allowed to use the Fair Trade logo. And Africa is third world, and Asia and parts of the Far East are third world. Apart from that, I'm not sure how it's calculated, whether it's on GDP and also what's going to happen when, as the world develops, some of the third world countries no longer are third world.
Yeah. You know, you were saying earlier, not in the interview, but earlier, about the area where you get your grapes is quite very poor.
Well, I think it is very poor, and I think it's an interesting point, because fair trade at the moment is determined by that statement of a better deal for third world producers. And what is going to happen when third world producers are no longer deemed as third world? Well, you know, to me, there is a need for fairness through trade almost anywhere. I mean, here we are looking out over London, and beautiful skyline as it is, there is absolute poverty in London. And there are some people, luckily, there's not much of it around, and there are some people that argue, well, of course, you've got all the social services and all that kind of thing. But, you know, there is absolute poverty there. But in Chile, there is total poverty in certain areas, and it would be very wrong to think for a moment just because, you know, they've got a smart capital city with lots of money being poured in, and they've got tarmac roads and running water in certain areas, that reflects on the whole country. The area that we go to down in Cauquenes is extremely poor, very, very poor. And, you know, to bring social benefits with health insurance and education, sanitary, water, it's all very, very worthy and something I'm extremely proud to be a part of, I must say.
I think we'll wrap it up then, Nick. Thanks very much. Fair trade, not for charity. Cheers.
Thank you.